my background, I started in Pittsburgh is where I grew up. And I would like to say just I grew up in a kind of a foodie family. My dad actually was a chef and caterer. And my mom, my grandmothers, both of them are some of the best cooks I know. And so food was always around me. And I always like to say I've been cooking since I could reach the counter. So I've always been hands-on. I went to vocational school when I was in high school and started the early path to the culinary arts. And then I knew, probably in the 10th grade that I wanted to go to Johnson & Wales. I knew that was, the pedigree I wanted to get and the route I wanted to go. And right after high school, I went to Johnson & Wales and I got my associate's in culinary. And then I decided that I was really into nutrition, but I still really like sports and I wanted to tie that together. And they have a very unique program called culinary nutrition, which I graduated from and got my bachelor's in nutrition from Johnson & Wales as well. And then I was very lucky enough to get an internship with the Cardinals. And that's, I always like to say, that's the good luck that I got with getting involved with the team. That internship was, providing the team with proper nutrition and feeding them and cooking for them. And that's how I got to this path right here.
So you are a nutrition specialist for the Cardinals, and you co-own Athlete Eats?
Athlete Eats, right. Yeah.
All right, so when I picture the type of chef I'm familiar with, I think I know what they do in the back of a restaurant. I'm picturing it now with a lot of reality shows you can watch. How are your day-to-day responsibilities and duties different from your counterpart that might be working at the fancy place down the street?
That's a good question. I think it's mine is a little bit definitely of a different atmosphere because my kitchen is actually right down in the clubhouse. So, you're around the guys all day and you definitely have a, pretty much a very, like anybody who cooks in a kitchen, a game plan every day, a menu of something to produce, prep, get ready for. And you're always thinking about what's going on now, what's going on, the next meal and then the day after and then the day after that probably even. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really good. But while that's all going on, with the nutrition aspect of it, we're working with the players, talking with them, seeing how they're feeling, seeing what they need. If there's any way that we can help them through food, and we try to do that.
What was it like for them before you came around? Maybe did they have their version of hospital food?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's kind of that stigmatism still within baseball that, the food is just really bad for the players, and it's slowly changing. And, food can change your mood and make your day better. That's 100%. And I think that, whether it's athletes, hospital patients, everybody every day, if you have some good food, that shines a bright light and can definitely be good for morale for a team or maybe a group of doctors or anybody trying to get something done. So I think that's very beneficial to the team.
Well, Steve, we should actually let folks know too that he is the first team chef for the Cardinals. They've never had a team chef before. So what the environment that he walked into, that kitchen, it was nothing like a true industrial kitchen.
Okay, who's pickier, hospital patients or athletes?
That might be a toss-up right there.
Okay, wait. So when I walked in there, this, in terms of picky, hot sauces, hundreds of hot sauce because everybody has the hot sauce they want. There's a special container drawer, and I saw four different types of gum because everybody has their preferred brand. So they are trying to make them comfortable, certainly.
Simon, you brought along some things today, and in the few minutes we have remaining, what you want to tell us what you brought and why?
Yeah, absolutely. I brought a good variety of things that at Athlete Eats we serve and we do because those are the things that help athletes perform better. One of our most popular dishes on our menu right now is very popular flavor Korean bulgogi. We have the cauli rice that goes with it, which substitutes out rice, so you get some vegetables in there. So that's our play on the bibimbap bowl. We brought some dehydrated kale.
Can I try this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell me what it is.
So they're actually a vegan kale chip. So we have some nutritional yeast in there, cashews.
I mean, it's attractive. It's sort of like a hard piece of lettuce.
It kind of gives you that something that's salty and crispy, as you can hear it kind of going there.
Join the kale club,
yes,
Steve.
Yes, kale's very big right now.
Not bad.
The team loves kale, whether it's in chips, whether we're making it, steaming it down, whether we're braising it down, they love it. And we also brought some nice snack bars that we make here, which consist of, dates, nuts, nut butter, and some fresh fruit as well.